at this time of year, we see these tragedies happen over and over again, especially during the holidays, because we have just more fire dangers in our home. And the story that you have is fortunate because no one was in the home that caught fire. What can you tell us?
Yes, I guess in the early morning hours on the 23rd, there was a house that caught fire in Silver City. And the firefighters that were responding to it actually saw the flames from across town as they were approaching. So it was fully engulfed right away. But the house was unoccupied. It was under renovation. And the contractor who was working on the home lost a bunch of tools. But other than that, there wasn't any, you know, nobody was left homeless and nobody lost their, there was one firefighter that was injured, but I guess it was a minor injury and he's recovering at home.
All right. Good to hear. Moving on, I noticed you put a lot of spin on this next story.
Yes. Silver City has a nonprofit called Supporting People in Need, abbreviated SPIN. And they had a Christmas dinner for some of the people that they shelter and they help. And so we have an upcoming story about the event that they had and their success with it.
Yeah, it's a good kind of spin.
Yes, yeah, that was definitely a little more positive than the other stories I had to write.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, there was one that I wanted to catch up with you on that I was speaking off air with Jeffrey Plant about last week, actually. And we were interested to see what would happen once the Tyrone Property Owners Association had their meeting to decide what they're going to do about their water situation.
Yes. And I'm actually a member of Tyrone Property Owners Association.
Oh.
And because I live here in Tyrone, and I attended the meeting. Jeff covered it, but I was there for my own purposes. And we did vote to become a Mutual Domestic Water Association. And so what that does is it creates the opportunity for us to apply for grants, especially federal money, where we were not able to when we were just a property owners association, which was a private entity.
So as a resident there, what changes do you hope to see?
Well, we have some pretty major infrastructure needs here in Tyrone, both with our water supply and with our wastewater programs. And they've become very expensive trying to, you know, kind of patch them mm-hmm. along. And it's become possibly more expensive than what the Property Owners Association can continue to fund. And so we're hoping that by becoming an association, we can access some grant money and you know, see some of the infrastructure needs addressed a little bit easier.
And sometimes those things come as kind of a surprise to residents. Was that something that you were aware of going into the situation?
You know, there was some talk about the issues, especially with our wastewater lift station. And up until the last couple of weeks, I was under the impression it was just, you know, people were staying home and using their wastewater systems more, and it was overwhelming the system. But apparently there's a little bit more to it and a greater need than what I was aware. So I was glad that I attended the meeting, and there were quite a few people there. There were over 60 people there. So it was a good informative meeting for everybody in the community.
All right, Aaron. Well, thanks so much for the update, and have a great week. And tell us where we can find those stories.
At the Silver City Daily Press.